This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota urges business community to focus on promotion of entrepreneurship. Main opposition CPN UML draws government's attention to country's current economic situation. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Dilwinder Prasad Boru stresses to seek solution to fuel crisis. And Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan ousted from power after losing no confidence vote. Now the news in detail. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has urged the business community to focus on the promotion of entrepreneurship. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 71st anniversary of the Nepal Chamber of Commerce, the speaker stressed the need for promoting business activities, keeping the nation and people at the center. Speaker Sapkota said the sustainable development and extension of new dimensions of the economy were possible if everyone acted innovatively, resisting economic barriers. Citing good governance and prevention of corruption as sensitive issues, the speaker said improvements in conducts were required on the part of the office bearers of all the bodies concerned. The main opposition CPN-UML has urged the government to ensure economic stability and good governance. Organizing a press meet in Lalitpur today, the UML drew the attention of the government to the current economic situation of the country. Former finance ministers from the CPN-UML, Bishnu Prasad Podel, Surendra Pandey and Dr. Yuvaraj Khatira urged the government not to allow the country's economy to deteriorate. The former finance ministers said the growing import had not contributed to production except leading to increased consumption. They urged the government to think about the economic health of the country in time. They also objected the government's decision to suspend Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies, Dilendra Prasad Boru, has assured to seek a solution to the increased price and difficulties in the supply of petroleum products. Talking to representatives of various organizations supplying petroleum products, Minister Boru said the government was effortful to ensure systematic management and supply of petroleum products, keeping the consumers' welfare at the center. The supply minister also pledged to address the demands of entrepreneurs working in the fuel industry. On the occasion, the representatives of Nepal LP Gas Industry Association, Nepal Petroleum Dealers National Association, among other organizations, drew the attention of Minister Boru to address the crisis seen in this sector. CPN Unified Socialist has formed a 1,111-member main election mobilization committee. The committee, chaired by party chairperson Madhav Kumar Nepal, was formed in view of the upcoming local level election scheduled for the 13th of May. The meeting of the Central Secretariat of the party formed the committee comprising members and office bearers from the party's central committee, central commissions, central advisory council and senior communist forum. Similarly, an 11-member election mobilization central secretariat coordinated by party general secretary Dr. Bidu Ram Bhusal has also been formed. Ram Navami festival is being marked throughout the country today. On the occasion, a large number of devotees thronged to the temples and shrines dedicated to Hindu god Ram since early morning today. Ram Navami festival is celebrated to commemorate the victory of truth over evil and to the memory of god Ram. The festival marks the descent of Lord Shiva as Pardon me, please listen it again. The festival marks the descent of Lord Vishnu as the Ram incarnation through his birth to King Dasarath and Queen Kausalya in Ayodhya during the Treta Yuga. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
श्रम ऐन 2074 को पालना गरौं श्रमिक श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has been ousted from power after losing a no-confidence vote in his leadership. The vote was held after opposition parties brought a motion against him. The motion was first brought last week, but Prime Minister Khan blocked it by dissolving parliament. Sunday's vote took place after the country's Supreme Court ruled in favor of opposition parties and said Mr. Khan had acted unconstitutionally. According to the BBC, opposition leader Shehbaz Sharif is expected to be chosen as the new Prime Minister on Monday. If voted in by Parliament, Mr. Sharif, a long-time rival of Mr. Khan and brother of former three-time Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, would be able to hold power until October 2023. The vote makes Mr. Khan the first Pakistani Prime Minister in Pakistan to be ousted by a no-confidence motion. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees has updated the number of the refugees fleeing Ukraine since the war started, bringing the total to some 4.5 million. The UN said about 2.6 million of those fled at least to Poland and more than 686,000 to Romania. Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister Irina Bereshchuk said Kyiv had agreed on 9 humanitarian corridors to help people escape heavy fighting. She said all the routes in the Luhansk region would also work as long as there is a ceasefire by the occupying Russian troops. Meanwhile, military officials in Britain say there is further evidence that Russian troops have a deliberate strategy of targeting civilians in Ukraine. They claim that Moscow was recruiting soldiers discharged from military service up to 10 years on in response to growing losses. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called a federal election for the 21st of May. Mr. Morrison's ruling coalition holds 76 seats in the House of Representatives, the minimum needed to retain power. Polls suggest that there will be a charged government with the opposition Labour Party led by Anthony Albanese tripped to take office. However, in the last election, the centre-right Mr. Morrison won despite most polls projecting over otherwise, rather. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, along with the hilly regions of Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. It will remain fair in the rest of the country. With rain or thunder showers are also likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1 and at a few places of Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota urges business community to focus on promotion of entrepreneurship. Main opposition CPN UML draws government's attention to country's current economic situation. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Dhirendra Prasad Bhattu assures to seek solution to fuel crisis. And Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan ousted from power after losing no confidence vote. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.